From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a beautiful Friday. It could not be nicer out there. How nice? 68 degrees, and unfortunately, it looks like it deteriorates a little tomorrow. 60% chance of rain, high of 64, then 50-50 on Sunday with a high of 75. Let's start out by saying hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm doing great. It's pretty up here, too. How's everybody in Strike and Spare Fun Center Studio? Did I say that right?
I don't really think you did.
What did I say?
I'm going to help you.
Strike and Spare
Family Fun Center.
And I said
Fun Family Center, yes.
I left out family.
Which is the most important part of it, because you want the family to go there. You hook in more people.
The most important piece, yes.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
So I'm told that 60-mile-per-hour winds came rumbling through here last night, and you didn't get much of anything?
We got straight-down rain and no wind. I think I think the big plateau knocked it down when it got there. Must have took the juice out of him.
Plateau has its advantages.
I don't think it's 68 here on the plateau, though. I'd say we're around 5 degrees less today would be my bet.
Also joining us on the show today is Jack Gentry, who's in studio. Watson, Jack comes up with today's stat of the day because I have been so scarred by your criticism. And Jack, let me just say, it could be the dumbest question on earth that you come with, and he's going to praise the hell out of it.
George,
oh, it's brilliant!
Your stat of the days have just been too obscure, so we're gonna give everyone a chance with.
What do you mean by that? Too obscure?
Who was the hockey player that scored 7 goals? Bob Malone in the 1910s.
Well, but see, Watson was around for that.
Boy, didn't take
out
long
of this
today,
one.
Did it? Did not take long today.
But I'll say this. Oh, it doesn't matter what your question is. He will absolutely love it. So let's hit the open and see where we take this.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Maybe someday in the future we'll turn the tables and old Watson will have to do Stat of the Day and then I'll critique. Let's see how that works. Jack, make no mistake, though. Right now, you are in the Teflon division. Anything you throw out there, none of it's going to stick. He'll love it.
Good.
I'm telling you.
No pressure.
Praise, praise, praise. Here we go.
Okay. So I decided to keep it kind of relevant, and we're going hockey.
As opposed to
the Great Depression around that time. So We're going relevant today.
That's wonderful.
The Dallas Stars, who are jockeying for that final playoff spot with the Nashville Predators, have
to hell with them.
Have 14 losses.
Why are we bringing up the damn Dallas Stars?
This is the stat of the day.
Oh, okay.
Are you done?
I guess. Screw them.
The Dallas Stars.
They're the enemy.
Screw them. The enemy have 14 losses in overtime or shootouts this season. What is the record for the most overtime and shootout losses in a single season in NHL history?
Now, see, that's a good stat of the day.
Thanks, Watson.
I mean, that's relevant.
All you got to do is it's a number, so it's a numbers
it's
game.
Relevant. That's the reason the Preds are so far ahead of them because they've had 14 overtime losses. That's a good stat of the day. I dang sure can't answer it, but it's a good stat of the day. Ask George. Make him get embarrassed a little bit.
George, I think I texted him, but I'm not sure
yes,
if you remember.
Yes, for that reason, I know.
Okay, so you did.
Whoa. Are you saying that if you...
What are you doing? You told him what the answer
he
was?
He asked for it. I texted him the question, and he says, lay it on me. I'll use it tomorrow. He needed the answer. He didn't want to be embarrassed on air.
See, that's the way it works. I know it's called the George Plaster Show, but jeez.
He manipulated me. He got me here.
I believe the answer is 18.
The answer is 18.
18.
Overtime.
It's a miracle.
18 overtime and shootout losses.
Good.
That's a ton. And
that is.
Keep in mind, the Stars have lost 14 games in extra time this season. And it's a 56-game schedule.
Yeah.
They've played, what,
so one out of every three, basically,
14 overtime or shootout losses.
So if they win half of them, we're behind right now. That's what I said. That's a relevant, that's a relevant stat.
Absolutely.
Well, keep on. You know, we're only here till 5 o'clock, and I'm sure by then you'll have run out of superlatives.
So the teams who...
Don't you want to hear him?
Yeah, go watch
it. Listen, he's going to praise the hell out of you. Here goes.
I've already told you. What you want me to do?
Continue to shower.
You don't want more, Jack? You don't want more applause?
Give him more applause, Zach. Give him something.
Okay. We are the champions. We're the stat of the day. Question asking champions. So 18, that's the record. And there are four teams who have done it. The Flyers in 14-15, the Devils in 13-14, the Panthers in 11-12, and the Lightning in 08-09. Nobody has lost 17. But the Predators in 2015 and 2016 lost 16 games in overtimes or shootouts.
They couldn't win if the other team didn't show up.
Did any of those teams, Jack, get in the playoffs?
Let me hand this to my statistician intern I've brought along today, and we'll get that answer shortly.
I'll bet you they didn't, because that's a lot of points.
Can you? I mean, that is, you win half of those.
14 points they lost. They lost 14 points.
Watson, I am so happy that you're happy.
and interesting, another little tidbit: the Predators have only lost two games in overtime for shootouts,
which is way different, as you mentioned, than 5 years ago. And, in fact, I asked Luke Cunnan that question. Where has this come from? Because there was a point where they were getting killed in that department. And that has really changed. So, Watson's happy, you know, and that's a good thing. He's been cranky in recent days. He doesn't like my stat of the day. But you know what? Fine.
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 Someone else will be doing stat of the day starting Monday. Yeah.
Well, they can't do anything but go up. So that's
right.
Well, fine. Do we have music? I think this is the musical time. Here's the bottom line. I'll go ahead and let it play. What the heck? Sing along, Jack.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
And unto all of us.
No, I won't give in. I won't give in.
Oh, so glorious. Well, hopefully the end is tonight. Here's the deal. Tampa plays Dallas in Tampa. If Tampa wins, the Preds are in. If Tampa doesn't win, it sets up kind of a little tight weekend with the old Carolina Hurricanes, where the Predators might be forced to win to get in, but it's hard to tell. Basically, one of five things has to happen good for the Preds. Three of them involve Dallas games. If Dallas loses any of their last three, the Preds are in. If the Preds win any of their next two, they're in. It's that simple.
So the Preds are on a long leash right now. But, you know, as the days...
Could get a little shorter.
As the days go on, yeah. There's, I mean, there's not a ton of meat left on the bone.
As night falls... That's what could happen.
The Preds need to, if the Stars pull one out of a hat and, you know, win tonight, the Preds got to end this. They've got to end this tomorrow. They've got to put a nail in the coffin and get ready for the playoffs.
I think you're partially wrong. Tell me if I'm right or not. And I'm not being funny.
Okay.
If they lose but get a point, they're still in it.
You know what? I think
they win the
right.
last two, and we lost the last two. That'd be 5 points they'd pass.
I think you're right.
We had a similar question just coming on the phone line. It was Buckeye Dan. He couldn't stick around and talk, but he said
they
have to win in regulation.
That's right. That's exactly right. Scratch everything I put out there and just say we could use a Tampa win in regulation tonight. And if we do, uncork the champagne. And then it would appear for all the world that the Predators will play Carolina in the opening round of the playoffs. And on the surface, that's not good. Carolina has mopped the floor with the Preds. The question will then become, are the Preds good enough to somehow sneak a road win in the first two games so they can come home to closer to 10,000 fans? Is what I'm hearing for the playoffs. And Watson, 10,000 gets pretty noisy in there.
Absolutely it does. No, I've got high hopes. I think they're going to give them a run for their money. I don't think this will be an easy series at all. I'm not just sitting here predicting victory, but I would not be surprised if they upset them. Guys, we have the best record here in the last, I can't put exact time on it, but if we're not, we're right there at the top. We're playing good.
Yeah.
0-6 against the Hurricanes this season.
Mm. Thanks for bringing that one up.
Hard to beat somebody 7 times.
You're right, Watson.
Oh, Watson Brown will be appearing at Zany's tonight.
I'm Zany anyway, that's true.
So let's go with a couple of stories here before we end this. Watson, help me with this, and maybe I need to bring this up later. I don't know a lot about the University of Hartford, but they announced that they will transition their athletic department from Division I. They were just in the NCAA tournament. To Division III, that's got to be money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because what it is you're going from scholarships to absolutely no scholarships. There is no athletic scholarship in Division III. They get scholarships through the universities through, you know, different ways, but no athletic aid in Division III. So it's what it is.
Yeah, we will... I suspect we will talk about that a little bit more later. And then let me see what else we got here. Are you all aware of what went on today in the Floyd Mayweather deal against this guy Logan Paul, who I don't know from...
He's a YouTuber.
Adam.
Are you talking about where Jake Paul got in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
What does that mean, YouTuber?
So his profession is he posts videos. Logan Paul and Jake Paul, they both got famous off of the website YouTube. They vlog their life, which is basically just carrying a camera around showing what they do all day. And people,
how does that qualify him to fight Floyd Mayweather?
He has 28 million subscribers on YouTube, and his podcast gets over 10 million downloads. It's just about the popularity, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not qualified. They had a famous boxing match. It was two YouTubers, another YouTuber named KSI, who's equally as famous on YouTube. They had a fight that billed over, I think it was $100 million what they both ended up taking home, or not both, but split down the middle. And ever since then, that's kind of, you've seen the celebrity boxing matches go on. And the craziness that ensued yesterday at their little press event was that the younger brother of Logan Paul, Jake Paul, who just knocked out MMA wrestler Ben Askren, he now came in and took, stupid, he planned all this, it's all social media based, but he stole Mayweather's hat from the event and was arguing with him and then yanked his hat and ran away. It's super childish and super dumb.
Right.
Nobody needs to buy this pay-per-view.
Right.
That's really the line.
What are they charging for this?
$50.
People will pay it.
Oh, they will.
Dumb.
Very, very dumb. But it will make, it'll probably make more money than what McGregor and Mayweather made. I almost guarantee it'll make more money.
Watson, help me with that.
Where has boxing gone, Jordan?
God, this is not exactly Ali Frazier, is it?
No.
Could you see the positive, though, in that these YouTubers, most of their fans are young kids, and we're talking like 12 to 17, which are the impressionable age. But now boxing is finally in the light of those young fans. Do you think that encourages boxing a little bit more now that they have more fans watching that are younger?
Well, what's your... telling me is more of a publicity stunt.
It is, but boxing is at least, it's in the realm of boxing.
Watson?
It sure doesn't help the legitimacy of boxing, no. I'll tell you that.
No. Hey, sad story before we get out of here. This one is really sad. Texas linebacker Jake Ellinger, 20-year-old brother of former Longhorn quarterback Sam Ellinger, found dead Thursday, according to police in Austin. No cause of death released, and police said the death was not considered suspicious. What's sad, well, I mean, there's a lot sad here. This is the latest in a series of tragedies for that family. The father, Ross, died in 2013 during a triathlon in San Francisco from a heart attack at the age of 46. Watson, my heart goes out to this family. God.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a great family. Kind of know a little bit of the history of
yeah.
it. And Mama's a great mama. She's held them all strong. And, man, now you add this to it.
Mm.
The death of the dad, her husband, was unexpected. I think it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
I can remember, and it was quick and gone. And, I mean, and he was young. He was very young. And
46.
It's a bad story.
Yeah. Here's what we got today.
On about it when Sam had said the biggest thrill he had in his life was when his brother got to dress the first time and they were able to go side by side running out on the field together for whoever the opening game or the game that he got to dress in at that point.
Yeah.
He said that was that had been one of the thrills of his life because he and his brother had talked about doing that for so long because they were such big Texas
fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what we got today. Scott Wallace with the Metro Nashville High School Report in about 4 minutes. Then right after that, Chris Lee, VandySports.com, will join us. 3 o'clock hour, Mark McGee. We're going to get into, are the Preds good enough to scare Carolina if that's who they end up playing in the playoffs? Got a lot to happen. Going to have some fun today. That's part of a Friday. We could use your participation during the 4 o'clock hour. I will implore. I don't know that I can demand. Zach keeps thinking implore equals beg. It, of course, does not. But it's close. We'll go to the break. 223, you're listening to WNSR.
Recently, I took a look at my patio and I knew I needed help. That's when I contacted my buddy Jeff Holsapple. And you know what? My patio now looks great. He pressure washed. He did all of the things involving the small crack repair. And you know what? My patio has never looked better. He's been in this for more than 20 years. He knows what he's doing. You contact him at 785-0319 or email jeffholsap@gmail.com.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea market.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential or commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72. Partly cloudy tonight with a stray shower late, low 50. Mostly cloudy with a shower in spots Saturday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Here we go at 2:28, Metro Nashville High School Report, with my buddy Scott Wallace, who has done a terrific job bringing us news that normally you're not going to get anywhere. And Scott, I love that about this feature. What do you got for me today?
I got something real special. It's an exclusive for you, George. You mentioned in the commercial that when things are getting better, come on out to the flea market. Well, guess what? Things are getting better. On May 22nd and 23rd, we'll be opening up outside only. And I have a special guest with me now, the flea market manager, Mary Ann Smith, to talk to you a little bit about what's going to be happening. Mary Ann?
Hi there. We're so happy to be able to get back in the groove again. Our market is going to be for permanent dealers only, and the market will be outside only, in the sheds, the lots, and around the sheds, and up around the wall that we have out here. The market will be open on Saturday, May 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's on the 23rd. So we're excited, and I'm sure all of our vendors are excited, and those customers will be extremely excited.
Oh, you know they will be. You know they will be. You're going to have a great crowd that day.
I think we will.
And, George, we appreciate what you guys have done to keep this momentum going. We've had a lot of, through the virtual flea market, we've had a lot of people, and the people have said they've heard the commercials on this station. So we were free to appreciate what you've done to help us keep this going. I know this is a sports station, and I know you're looking for some sports, and I got a little bit of sports.
Okay. Give me a little bit.
I got you. A little bit. So today I will be heading over to East Nashville for a women's basketball college signing. Zayla Jones, a forward. She's a swing, about 5'10", will be signing today. And I believe she'll be signing with Fisk University. I say that tongue-in-cheek because I am the Fisk University recruiter, and we did nail her down. But, you know, officially she'll be signing that piece of paper. Also, Anaya Young, who plays for Cane Ridge, will also be signing this Tuesday with Fisk University. Listen, George, I'm going to need you to come down to Fisk to some games, not just for the men's games. I know your buddy Kenny Anderson is the basketball coach on the men's side, but the women's side is going to be very exciting. They have a McDonald's All-American nominee coming in. They have a lot of girls coming in from. They're going to be young. They're going to run it, and that's the type of basketball I know you love.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. You ready?
Yes. Yes.
Are you getting Kenny Anderson in studio next week?
Kenny Anderson will be back in studio. I talked to him today. He had something to do today, George, but let me know what day, and he'll be there. And I want you to shake his hand, get some pictures.
I love it.
You and him. And, you know, I think that it's going to be a great thing. He's probably more excited to meet you than you meet him, to be honest with you, because he's heard a lot about you too, George.
Well, most of it's probably lies. Scott?
Yeah. And I told him the lies, too.
Good. Good. That's excellent. Listen, let's have some fun with this flea market stuff, because you're going to have a big crowd that weekend. I am thrilled for y'all that it's finally happening.
And we got a shirtless picture of you on the website, so we get the ladies to come out.
Oh, God. Let's hope not. Watson, I appreciate your staying quiet during this.
I'm out of my respect for Scott, I'm being very quiet.
That's good.
Is that Watson? Hey, Watson.
What you doing, babe?
Man, I'm trying to hang in there, man. I'm just glad you guys are still doing it again, man. We appreciate everything that you do and everything that you've done in the past. And George, we'll see you at the flea market, hopefully, at the end of this month, man.
I can't wait. There's a real shot I'll be there.
All right, man. Bring Watson, too, man.
Oh, good Lord. He's not coming.
You know, he don't spend no money, so don't bring him.
I love it.
Whoa.
Yeah. That guarantees I'll be there.
Oh, gracious.
See you, Scott.
All right, thanks, George.
You are getting dogged.
Oh, man. Scott.
You didn't expect that, did you?
I didn't
either.
That one, I had no comeback for that one.
I guess reputation precedes you.
I know now that this will last for a lifetime.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's not going away, I know.
Let's check in with Chris Lee, VandySports.com. Chris, were you shocked at what you just heard?
I was just thinking, how am I supposed to follow this, right?
You know what? Just do the best you can. So tell me, we're getting close to the end on SEC baseball. How many are going to get in?
Well, I threw this out in a podcast yesterday. I don't think this is likely, right? But I think you could see seven teams from the SEC get a host and nobody else get a bid. Now, is that likely? No, I don't think it is. I think you could see Georgia in the tournament as a two, or Alabama, or Kentucky, or even LSU, if the Tigers can pile up some wins, which they got one last night. But as we said for a while, it's been pretty top heavy. We expected it would be that way all year. And the question was going to be, could the teams in the middle at the bottom get enough wins in order to get themselves a bid? We knew it was going to be hard. But I think that's what we're all waiting to see now is some of these teams like Georgia, which has got a brutal schedule, Alabama, which we'll see in Nashville this weekend against Vanderbilt. Can those teams get to 15? Or if you get to 16, the SEC Network showed a graphic last night that if you get to 16, since 99, there's a 100% chance you've been in the tournament. 15, I think, is in the 70s. This year, maybe a little better chance if you beat some of the good teams, which that'll be an issue for some of them, but in any case, I think you're going to see a very heavy SEC presence in hosting and national seeds, and we'll wait and see if some of those other teams can win.
Chris, I'm going to ask one that is about as random as it gets, but in the SEC, Jack's Ole Miss team is one of them, got a big stadium, put a lot of people in there in most years. In a year that's not COVID, are there SEC schools that make money in baseball?
Goodness. LSU would be one. Ole Miss might be one. Mississippi State might be one. I don't know. It's tough. And, you know, accounting for those things is tricky, right? Because, you know, you've got scholarship allocations. You've got maybe shared resources with other programs. I mean, I don't know how many schools make money. I think LSU is one. But certainly I would have to think that the teams that aren't as profitable, and again, this is where SEC Network money comes in and how do you allocate that to sports. But
yeah.
I think that has certainly helped.
Watson, the floor is yours. Say hello to Chris Lee.
Chris, how are you today, my man? You good?
I am doing well, Watson.
You're doing well. The seven that you say are going to get in to me are – could. I mean, these seven, I'm sure that South Carolina is the seventh one, right? Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Would that be the seven, right?
Yeah, I mean, whether you consider Florida or South Carolina the seven, just depends on what you value. If it's RPI, then Carolina's there. I think, goodness, I think Carolina also swept Florida, so it was that, if you want to compare head-to-head, which is not how you do it. But
well, I didn't mean them ranked that way. I just said those are the seven that are going to get in.
Yeah, and I guess the point I was trying to make is, you know, six and seven would be Carolina and Florida in some order. I think the other five are in tremendous shape.
They're both Carolina and Florida are really good, Chris. Any one of these seven, it is top-heavy, but it is really top, meaning that I think any one of those seven could end up in the World Series with a chance to win.
Yeah, and look, you might argue that Georgia, if it gets the right draw with the pitching it's got, I think Jonathan Cannon and Ryan Webb are two kids who, when I saw them in Nashville, were really on their game that day and are outstanding pitchers and kids that I think you could see in the majors. You know, LSU, Lena Marceau's been really good, and I think it's going to be a top five round draft pick. They got a couple of freshman hitters and Trey Morgan, Dylan Cruz. I don't think LSU's got enough arms to go a ways, but I guess the point I'm making is even below those seven teams, you've got teams that I could tell you if they get in the tournament, I've got a path for them to make Omaha, and that's how good the league is.
How close is Tennessee to Vanderbilt, in your opinion, Chris? I mean, I know they're both 14-7 in the league right now, correct? I mean, is Tennessee, I know it went to the last, they both won one, and then we won the series on Sunday. Is Tennessee that close to Vanderbilt now, or is there still, you know, even though they're really good, is there still a difference in them?
Are we talking about resume for the NCAA tournament, or are we talking about just
team?
Is
their team, have they caught Vanderbilt? Are they that good? Are they good, but they're still not there yet?
You know, I think both the lineups are pretty good. I would almost call that a draw. I think they both field pretty well. I think the difference is in pitching. I know that Jack Leiter has struggled lately and even struggled at Knoxville, but I think Tennessee's got a lot of really nice arms, good arms. I like Chad Dallas a lot. Like Tidwell is very talented. I don't see them having rocker slash lighter caliber aces. And of course, most teams don't, right? We're not trying to degrade Tennessee here. The point is we're comparing them to the very elite. To me, that's the difference. I think if rocker and lighter pitch to the best of their capability, I don't know that anybody's going to beat Vanderbilt. Now, with Leiter, that's been a question lately, and I'll be anxious to see how that resolves. But to me, I think the teams are fairly even. I just think that when you get into top-end pitching, that's where they separate.
Is their pitching depth better than ours? Meaning when you get in these, like the SEC tournament, or you get to Omaha, all of a sudden depth matters more. These weekend series when you get into the NC2A are not as, you don't have to go as deep. But when you get to Omaha, you do. Is their pitching deep enough to catch Vanderbilt? And is Vanderbilt's pitching deep enough once we get past those two guys? They're going to disappear in Omaha for a while, and then they'll come back again, of course. But is Vanderbilt's pitching deep enough? And the team that I think that I would watch is Florida. I think they've underachieved a little bit, and they might turn this thing on after beating Vanderbilt in the series. They might just turn this thing on. That might be one that I'd really watch.
Yeah, let me hit Tennessee first. I think if you just start lining arms up, and I think you usually need about nine, to get through an NCAA tournament. Maybe 10, and if you get a lead and need to throw some guys that you've got a couple runs to play with, maybe those guys come into play. But usually, I look at some of the teams Vanderbilt's won the College World Series with, and it's eight or nine arms. And, of course, they were in a luxury last time in Omaha because you had Hickman and Rocker could go so deep in games, and a lot of guys don't have that, a lot of teams don't have that luxury with starters. But I think if you go arms 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think it's pretty close to even. I don't know that I don't think that Tennessee's got anybody out of their bullpen that I like as much as Nick Maldonado, but I think the Vols might have more guys that could give you 3, 4, 5 innings of quality relief than Vanderbilt does. So we'll call it a draw at that point. Do I think Vandy's got enough arms in Omaha? I think they do. Again, I think the thing is when you've got starters – who can go 110 and 120 pitches and still maintain just elite velocity and effectiveness, and both those guys can, I just think that's a separator. It's a thing where you don't have to use the rest of the guys as much. And I have a feeling Vanderbilt's going to get those guys both back in form by that point in time. I guess time will tell, and we'll see. I could be wrong. I think what will help Vanderbilt this weekend, I think they are going to start getting Ethan Smith back. And Ethan Smith's a kid who I think had he been ready to pitch, and again, it was a thing where the school had him in COVID quarantine for a long time, even though he was asymptomatic. And after a while, you start to lose conditioning and things like that, and you've got to get back in pitching shape because pitching staffs have to be careful with those arms. I think if Ethan Smith is back this week, he potentially develops into that third starter that they need. Then they don't have to use as many freshmen in the bullpen like you've seen Hunter Owen at times. I think that makes that whole staff better. You've got a kid in Maldonado who's a really good reliever for, like I said, 2 or 3 innings at a time. Chris McElwain has been a trusted guy at times. Patrick Riley's been a trusted guy at times. I think they've got enough arms, but I think you've got to have Rocker and Leiter throwing like they were early in the season, so that's what I'm going to watch there. To Florida, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think that team is really talented, and frankly, when I watched that series this weekend, neither team blew me away. I didn't think either team was at their best. I watched Florida last night, and they've got some issues. They don't have a bona fide number one starter right now. Franco Alamon has pitched in that role. He's not pitched well. They brought Jack Leftwich, who is a starter for them, and they're pitching him out of the pen. He blew a big opportunity from last night. He comes in 5-5, gives up two runs. They lose the game. Their middle infield defense is really shaky right now. They're having a lot of errors, I think, between short and second. They've made 27 errors this year. That's a lot. And maybe the worst thing, and if you watched Vandy last weekend, Nathan Hickey is a hitter, is probably one of the best two or three hitters in the league. But he's thrown out one of 33 guys who's tried to steal. And Vanderbilt just had a heyday with him. And you saw that the first time he got on base, Enrique Bradfield, that is, they threw him to first base nine times. He had to go change his uniform because they'd watered the dirt down over there. Florida's really having trouble holding runners on. I think that distracts their pitchers. You saw a scenario last night where Florida's got first and third, or Kentucky does, excuse me, with two outs. They steal second because Hickey can't throw a guy out, didn't make a try. They get a single instead of scoring one run. That scores two. That changes the way that you've got to play the ninth inning. If you're Florida, you can play for one run if you can throw that guy out. And frankly, in the inning at that point, or if you can just hold him on, you can play for one run. But because they couldn't hold him on, Kentucky scores two. They had to play the top of the next inning differently. They lose that game by two runs. I just want to watch him. I know the talent's there. I respect the fact that they were preseason number one. I know they've got the talent. But just when I watch them, even though they did beat Vandy, and I think that does mean something, and I'm not saying they can't get to Omaha, but it is not a typical Florida team where they win with pitching and defense.
George, you want to go to a break or take it to Jack?
I'll take it from here. Chris.
Atta, baby.
I know you've gotten to see a little bit of Vandy football this spring. What have been your impressions of this new team, I guess, under Clark Lea?
I thought their offense was fun to watch in the spring game. I feel like they've got a good option at running back in Ramon Davis, the transfer from Temple. He showed me some things. I thought the offensive line looked better. They've got some depth there they didn't have a year ago. I thought Ken Seals looked good. I thought Mike Wright, their backup, looked really good at times in running the ball, and I'm wondering if they can use some packages for him in that this year. In receivers, I saw some good things. Out of some of the younger players, including Logan Shepherd, who was really good, and caught three touchdowns. That said, Will Shepherd, not Logan Shepherd. Their defense looks an awful lot like what we saw last year, where they're not getting off blocks. The line just gashed holes in them. When guys get in the secondary, they're losing foot races. I need to see that defense get a lot better than what I saw in the spring game. If they're going to get closer to respectability. So that's my issue. I liked what I saw of the offense, but the defense looked a lot like what we saw a year ago.
Got about 45 seconds. Go.
Hey, Chris, what are you hearing about Scottie Pippen Jr.? I know he declared for the draft, but his eligibility is still intact. What do you think ends up happening with that situation?
The sources I have talked to for a while have not thought he's coming back. One source told me that Pippen and the Sioux had a conversation, with the Sioux being on the fence about leaving, and that a conversation with Pippen, I'm not going to say swayed him to leave, but certainly that was a piece of feedback he was wanting to get if he was going to come back. The people that I think have talked to believe that Scottie's gone. You've already seen them sign a point guard transfer from Dayton, or a combo guard, who I guess will be their point now. So I would say 100%, but the people I talked to think he's gone.
Chris, you were good to do this, and I appreciate it as always.
Anytime. Thank you.
Chris Lea, VandySports.com, joining us. We'll go to the break and then have the shortest segment in radio history when we come back.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings, here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget.
question. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say, see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my CAIMON.com. MyCayman.com.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey Nashville, John Burton here, and we'll be live at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel for their grand reopening on May 27th. Join the Bill King Show and the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show starting at 6. Kitchen Notes is reopening, and Nashville Sports Radio will be there live from 6 to 11. That's May 27th, Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel with Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Shortest segment in radio history is now underway. Watson, when I asked the question about SEC baseball teams turning a profit, you know this stuff better than I do. How many do you think really do? Well, you know what? He may not have been there. Watson, the shortest segment in history is now even shorter. I got to ask you this question. You were once an athletic director. When I asked the question about how many SEC schools make money in baseball, what was your answer privately when I asked that?
I thought I gave you two.
I thought back when I would know, I thought it was two. It was LSU and Mississippi State.
Okay, let me try it this way.
I don't know today. That would have been probably 10 years ago, maybe.
What would be an SEC budget for baseball, if you had to guess?
Oh, I couldn't. It's way up there. It's a lot more than you would think. It would be a lot more than you think. There's
okay.
A lot of money in baseball.
Over or under that, over or under $2
million? I'm going to say over.
Over. Okay. This concludes the shortest segment in sports talk history. We'll wrap up hour number one when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Hi. I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you.
So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout the afternoon. Mostly sunny with chances for showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures near 70 and 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Mostly cloudy skies gradually become clear into the morning. Lows in the mid-40s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio,
call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
Well, hour number one's about done, but Mark McGee is going to join us at 3:03. We're going to talk some Preds hockey, and I'm going to pose the question, could they beat Carolina in a seven-game series? It would not be the first time that a one got toppled by a team that had way less points. So that's coming up. Stick around. We're going to have some fun today here on WNSR.
WPD2,
Frankensboro. On air and online, Sports Radio, WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited a migrant facility in Donna, Texas, saying conditions for unaccompanied minors are improving. He also drove home the administration's policy on border security.
The border remains closed.
In Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting with Mexico's president discussing ways to address the influx of migrants from Central America.
Mexico is our closest neighbor, and we share a border, of course, but we also share the values of dignity and respect.
The Labor Department showing 226,000 jobs were added last month, a weaker than expected report. If you're still looking for a gift this Mother's Day, prices for flowers could give you sticker shock. The pandemic is still a thorny issue in Colombia. The biggest rose grower in the world says it's still recovering from labor issues along with weather affecting crops. This is ABC News.
Why so serious?
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Yes, I'm excited that baseball's back because it means great weather, a cool beverage, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences, risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls
one leg short. There is a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app, it's simple to use. They've got great odds on all the different betting markets. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
George Plaster, WNSR. You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
It's Friday, May the 7th, and we're talking hockey. Mark McGee joins us for his weekly visit. He was nice enough to push this to Friday. And who knows, Gee, when they get in the playoffs, we may have to do this a little more often.
That's fine with me. I hope we have that problem.
Yeah. You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Let me ask this question. It appears at the moment that it will be the Preds and Carolina in the opening round, and the regular season stuff has not been good at all. But I made a point.
Yeah, they're winless against the Canes so far.
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty. But I made a point to watch when the two teams played the last two-game series in Carolina, and the Preds took one of the games to about the eight-minute mark of the third period, tied at 1-1. Do you think they have the stuff to steal a game in Carolina early if they need?
Well, what they're going to have to do is what they didn't do against Columbus. They're going to have to really pick up their energy level, and especially in the third period. They're going to have to get really control the tempo better than they have been the last couple of games. And ramp up their intensity and finish the game. You know, you hear coaches say you've got to finish. Well, that's what they've got to do. They've got to finish. They can't let teams come back like they let Columbus come back the last couple of games, especially in a playoff situation. It's there for them to do it. We've seen them do it. But the last couple of games, it's just not been there, especially in the third period. It's been baffling people.
Here's one of the things that is not getting talked about a lot, and I want to see where you go with this. Once the regular season is over for the Preds and, for that matter, for Dallas on Monday night, there's about a one-week gap before playoffs begin. And while that sounds great, it also leads to rust. What do you think these teams do with this long gap?
Well, I think you take a couple of days to rest up a little bit and get ready to go. But I think that try to be as intense as you can in practices, and be ready to go when the bell rings. I wouldn't be surprised if most teams take a day or two off. That's for sure. But now you're counting on Dallas losing one of these three games, right?
I am, but let me just state it the way it is, Gee. I want it over tonight.
That would be good. Yes, and if they lose tonight, that's it. They only have to lose one of the three. So if they lose tonight, that's it. I'd like to see the Predators not have to back into this. You know, I'd like to see them retain this lead. And even if they lose those two games against Carolina, they would not have backed in. They still would have been holding on to the fourth position. So, yeah, I'd love to see Tampa Bay Lightning strike hard tonight against the Dallas Stars.
So let's say I'm right. And, Watson, let's be honest. When it's come to this pennant race, I have been right a lot. I'll just be honest.
You have been.
Oh.
Nice reaction. So, Gee, if...
I don't see Watson, but I know what the reaction was.
No, he didn't like that at all. And that's why I gave him the free shot. So, here's what I want to know. So, let's say tomorrow night doesn't matter and Monday night doesn't matter. Is it Pekka in net both nights? And do you think there is a scenario where these are his final games in his career?
Yes and yes. Yeah, I think I would. Cyril's can certainly use a rest. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of fans are like, well, why doesn't Rene start the game? Well, because Cyril's has been playing so well, and they need him to be playing well. But if they don't need him in those last two games, if you're like, as we all hope, if it's over with tonight, why not let Rene go home? Especially, wouldn't it be great? Two home games for him to kind of, even though we hope we're going to go to the playoffs, we probably won't see the playoffs, I hope, but I'd rather see Cyril's in the playoffs. But, you know, to have him play two regular season games in his career here, I think would be great.
Do you think he's thinking about it, or do you think he is thinking there's another year to this?
You know, I don't know. You know, Cyril's is playing so well right now. Now they can still use Rene as a backup, and Cyril says, "No, hopefully, you know, he's finishing strong. He starts slow, so you know, at least that's been his resume so far. So, but hopefully that I guess it gives Rene for one more year. There's been talk about him extending his contract for another year, but he would truly be a backup from that standpoint. I don't know that the guys they have in the pipe right now are ready yet. I think they're like a year or two away right now. So, you know, they might need Rene, or they might be able to go out and find somebody as a capable backup. So, it would be nice if he could stay another year. He's a fan favorite. The players love him. Everybody loves Pekka. You can't not love Pekka. So, if this is the end for him, you know, it would be great to have him finish up with two games at home.
Gee, my last question before I turn it over to Mr. Positive. I like that.
Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive. So,
yeah.
When we first started this segment months ago, neither you nor I was all that sold on UC. And clearly...
No, and a lot of people weren't.
Oh, I know. I know.
Not just us.
Do you have any doubts left about him?
Yes, his size bothers me. His size bothers me. You can't do anything about that. His size bothers me a little bit. I sort of like the way he's playing, but he finished up strong last year, too. The slow start bothers me. He's had the last couple of years. So, he's been clutch now right now. So if he plays like he's been playing, I mean, he's got great instincts. I'm outside, so I apologize if you hear the airplane. He's got great instincts. He's got he's got great moves, and he's played some clutch hockey. So, you know, to keep on doing that, that's fine. Size won't matter. But I want to see a consistent season from him, not just a consistent half season.
Mr. Positive, say hello to Gee.
Gee, gosh, it's nice to talk to somebody. Don't get on me.
Hey, listen to this radio. Everybody's hard on radios.
I'm telling you. I've been booed in stadiums, and I don't think it's as bad.
It's like our show on Saturday morning. Somebody said we have to put our egos, leave our egos in the car. You know, it's the same way with this watch.
He's upset. Gee, he's upset because Chris Wallace, Scott Wallace. What am I saying? Chris Wallace was on 60 Minutes. Scott Wallace.
We're doing Fox News, too.
Yeah, Scott Wallace called him cheap. He did.
Oh, me.
He said it. I didn't prompt him. He just blurted it. I loved it.
Truth hurts.
I'll never hear the end of it. You know that, Gee. It just goes on and on and on. At least now it's not all age. No, that's all he ever gets on me, how old I am. But now there'll be something else. So at least I don't have to listen to the same thing over and over.
He can't throw a bunch of stones at you from age standpoint because he's not that far behind you.
In his eyes, he's way behind me.
Yeah, but, well, he's not.
Is there a question in our future?
Yeah, Walter, you got a question for me. Yes, there is one. Mark, like by me, and you, I think you'll agree with this, to me, hockey, when you get in the playoffs, it's a different world. I mean, anybody can win. If somebody gets hot and goes. And I don't see it near that way in Major League Baseball, in the NFL, in the NBA. What is it that makes hockey different? And when a team gets hot, they just come from nowhere and all of a sudden got a shot at winning the Stanley Cup?
I know for some reason, well, the NBA, you see it too. Teams ramp it up in the NBA playoffs as well. I mean, it's a whole different style of ball game. A lot of people watch the NBA until the playoffs start. The NHL really has always had a tradition of doing that. And, you know, lots of times teams that have played well, you know, don't last very long. That's one thing I'm counting with Carolina right now because they've got 79 points. They've got more points than anybody in the NHL. I'm hoping that causes them some problems because lots of times the team that's at the top completely doesn't do very well back to the year the Preds were presence didn't last very long in the playoffs. So I'm hoping that the Canes have the same situation. So if they win the President's Cup, lots of times that is a big jinx for post teams in the postseason. Tampa Bay went through that a while back too. So I'm hoping that, you know, that might happen. But yeah, teams ramp it up. It's a whole different time. It's magic time for teams, for sure.
And my second one is, where do you see us, the Preds? Where do you see us being short, and where to win this series and go on and be a factor in the playoffs? And where do you see us strong?
Short. I'm gonna start with short first. The big thing I see short wise is consistency, and just really ramping up things in the third period. You know, the energy level kind of. No, it was not like, oh my, what's happening to them, but it was kind of concerning their energy level, the way they played, especially in the third period the last couple of games. So that bothers me. That's a big short thing. Can they stay consistent, and can they ramp it up and be ready to go in the third period when things could get really ugly if they're not careful? So that's the short part of it. The strong part of it is, I think, if Sterles keeps on playing the way he's playing, your goaltender, you can ride a goaltender a long way. One more short one. Eli Tolvanen, since he's come back from his injury, has not played like he did before the injury, especially on the power play. So he's going to have to get back to form in the playoffs for sure. He's got a couple more games to get back to that level, but he has not been the same player that he was before the injury started, before the injury situation. Philip Forsberg, a strong point. Philip Forsberg can carry this team if he wants to. If he can put him on his back, but if Sterles can put him on his back as a goaltender, lots of times your goaltender can take you really a long way. And so that could be good from that standpoint as well. And another thing is that they're getting contributions from almost everybody in some form or another, either assist or goals or whatever, and defensively playing strong. So they're getting help from everyone. And boy, that really does bode well in the playoffs, when you've got everyone contributing, you're not counting on a Forsberg necessarily, or Sterles to do well. You've got everybody's contributing. We're seeing that right now, and hopefully that will continue.
Jack?
So the Preds against the Hurricanes this year, it's well documented, they haven't won in six tries, 0-5-1. But in those six games, three times the Preds have scored one goal, and the other three they've scored two. They've yet to crack three goals in a game against Carolina, which is concerning. What is it that the Hurricanes do that stifles the Preds offensively?
Well, they do what they do to everybody. The Hurricanes are relentless. They're deep all the way through the lines of their defensive pairings. There's no weaknesses anywhere. They are the best team, I think, in the NHL. A lot of people would agree with me. They just play well. They move fast. They hit hard, and they know what they're doing. And that sounds pretty simple, but that's really the case. They are really, really, really good, and the Predators are going to be on their really at their top level to compete with them in this. It's the worst team they probably could have drawn for the playoffs right now. So
you may be right, and Watson brings up a good point that hockey's unlike any other sport. When a team gets hot late in the season, they kind of convince themselves that they belong with the big boys, and you see runs from teams who barely get in the playoffs oftentimes in hockey. The Preds finish up with two games against the team they're going to play in the first round. How big are those two games, and just from a mental standpoint of the Preds just seeing a win happen and you know, believing that, hey, we can beat this team. We just beat them last week.
Well, I think that's a real plus. I really do. This team has been playing hot. They played strong. I think they believe they could do well. I don't think they have a lack of confidence from that standpoint. But but you've got to strike early against the Carolina Hurricanes. Like I said before, lots of times the teams that have the biggest point totals at the top in the regular season don't fare well in the playoffs. Often they drop out. They've dropped out lots of times after the first series. So I'm hoping that's what the Canes do as well. Maybe history will repeat itself a little bit this next couple of weeks. But they've got to, I think they do believe they can do it. And that's a real good point. But yeah, winning one of those two games would be a great thing. Winning both would be wonderful, but winning one of them would be a great confidence booster, especially if Pekka's in goal.
And the Predators' big three, it's really Roman Josi, Philip Forsberg, and Juuse Saros right now. Is there a player outside of those three guys who, if he has success here later in the season and early into the playoffs, if the Preds do happen to get in, which, I mean, all signs are indicating that it looks good. Is there a player outside of those top three guys that could really turn this team around and kind of, you know, elevate this team from a performance standpoint?
Well, like I said earlier when I was talking to George Tolman, and if he comes back to the form he had before the injury, he'll be a huge plus for them, especially on the power play and special team situation. He'll be huge from that standpoint. Arvidsson's been out for a couple of games. If he comes back strong, he'll be a plus for them as well. You're right, hearing you, but you got Matias Ekholm has done a great job. So if he comes, he plays strong defensively, that'll be great. But Mikael Granlund is the one you have to really watch. He's got 13 goals, and I think that leads the team right now, I believe. It's pretty close to it. I didn't look at my stats today. But he has played extremely well. Guy who they really probably get rid of at the trade deadline, if those things have gone badly, he's really shown well. And so if he gets hot again, that would be great too. So they've got a lot, like I said earlier, they got a lot of people that can contribute. And that's really, it's great to have a big three, but you've got to have everybody coming through in the playoffs. And so far, that's what they've had happening in the regular season. So hopefully that will continue.
I'll tell you a player that's really impressed me lately, and since he's been on the ice with the Predators, is Tanner Janot. I think that, you know, in the playoffs, we saw Rocco Grimaldi have his moment in the playoffs a couple seasons ago. I believe it was the last time the Preds were in the playoffs. And I think Tanner Janot's a breakout candidate in that aspect. He plays really hard. He's in the right spots at the right times. He's very opportunistic. What do you think about him?
Oh, definitely so. I think you're right. He's played really well, especially for a guy who wasn't even drafted. He's at his time in the American Hockey League served him well. Yeah, he's been very strong. He's been in the right place at the right time. And you need a player like that, please come through for you. I think he can do that, sure.
Gee? Let's get them in the playoffs.
Hopefully, let's pull for the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. I'm going to put my Lightning jersey on. So
nice.
Win it, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take a picture and send it.
No, I don't think so. I'm not much of a social media guy. So, hopefully, I feel like they can win. Let me put brothers about Dallas. Dallas is very good about tying games. So I don't want them to have a couple of ties with Tampa Bay to delay this any further than that.
I agree.
So we'll see how it all goes. Like I said, I'd like to see it over with tonight. Maybe it will be. So more fans in the stands. Well, what a surprise. More fans in the stands for the playoffs. I'm so shocked.
Take care.
All right, talk to you later.
Have a good weekend. Mark McGee joining us for his weekly Predator update. Watson, you and I need to talk a little Jody Jones dentistry, and then we're going to talk Hartford University.
Well, we'll talk some Hartford, but let's talk Jody first. You want to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, I just think that when you look at that facility, there's a new picture, or there's a new sign out front of the facility, George, that we both need to see, and I'm trying to pull it up where I can read it to you. But it's what it says is masks aren't going to last forever, but your smile will.
I thought nice. That was a great sign.
That's
I like
right
it.
In front of the building. That's what Jody put up, and he does all that kind of work. That's
yeah.
exactly. He can do all the surgeries and everything. And I thought that's Jody to me right there. I mean, it's just take this pandemic we've had and make something, you know, from it and put a smile on your face and get going. But he can do it all. He can do everything from the tough surgeries down to just bringing your children in for their checkups. And he's the best, and I think he proved it by this facility he built and this sign that he has out right in the front of the building. You pull into the parking lot, George, you know this. You get out of your car, you walk a couple of steps, you're in the building. And immediately when you walk in, there's smiles facing you. And it's all of his hired help. His staff is fantastic. And all the things in that building to make you relax. There's just a family feeling as you go in. There's just nothing missing. That's why I say every time, he's the best in Nashville. I'm sure you're going to give him the numbers to make the call.
I'm going to do it. 259-5100. It is simple as that to make an appointment with Jody. Watson's right. The new facility is state-of-the-art, and it's beautiful. It's at 55 Music Square East. And over the weekend, if you got a little free time and you want to check them out a little more, go to his website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. we will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, sunny, temperatures near 70 and partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows drop to the low 50s. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon hours, mostly cloudy and temperatures upper 60s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
328. I want you to think about this because this is weird. Hartford, University of Hartford, played Baylor in the NCAA basketball tournament about a month ago, a little more than a month ago.
The first victim.
Of many.
Mm-hmm.
So Hartford, Division One, got a really good basketball program. They end up getting in, and they play Baylor, and they lose. And behind the scenes, there is all kinds of turmoil going on. And this is a quote from the university's announcement. The decision comes after a year of discussion and study of the current athletics model and several alternatives, as well as the review of a report from an on-campus task force comprising coaches, staff, faculty, alumni, and a member of the board. Oh, I'm sure the coaches were like, yeah, let's go D3 where we can't get squat done. I'm sure that happened. Financial information related to current athletics operations, I bet that was interesting, and a review conducted by a nationally recognized athletics consulting firm, said the university's announcement. So, Watson, all along, even with all this basketball success, they had set the wheels in motion to go D3, and help me. D3 is no scholarships?
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
So it's just this side of intramurals?
No, you recruit kids. I mean, it's not intramurals, but it's and it can be competitive. There's a lot of good D3 schools out there. You have the D3 championship in the NCAA football. And if you've ever watched it, it's good football, but it's non-scholarship. They get everything through academic aid, need aid, stuff like that. Kids are getting money, but it's not athletic aid.
Are you speculating that this is simply a decision based that COVID has dried up their money?
I don't know if it's COVID or it's just there. It's a lot of times when you see this, it's football. Football is the most expensive of all the sports, and they don't have any form of D1 or D2 football, which would be scholarship football. So it's a little interesting. The reason I think this is all about money, I can remember when we were rolling and it had back-to-back winning seasons at UAB and the board at Alabama, which we were under, the same board that the University of Alabama was under at UAB, came out and said that they're going to have to do away with football if we didn't do certain things within the next every year. And I basically, I had to knock the budget down $1 million, the deficit in the budget down $1 million a year to do that. I bring that up in a way of, then they made us said, we want one of these consulting firms to come in and look at everything. That's always when you're about to do away with something and it's financially bring the consultant and let them be the bad guys. The consultant kind of came in, I think, for us and said this is doable if you'll just give it a little bit of time. so it might not have helped much. But when I heard you say that, I said, oh boy, yeah, this is legit.
I see that this move is going to save them $9 million. And Watson, I'm not, you know, as near as much of an expert on this as you are, but how far does that $9 million really go for them? And is this a move that's going to, so it's going to be, become effective in 2025? Is this a temporary move, or will they be back? What's going on? I have no idea.
I don't see how they could get back unless there's an uproar within the alums and the former athletes and all that.
Which is likely.
When UAB dropped football, Jack, there was such a uproar with it that they were able to bring it back. It's $9 million a year now. And it's not just... I would have to read it further because I haven't. I did see the headlines and read a little bit of the article. But is it a $9 million deficit, or is it just $9 million and that's what the budget is? What I would like to know is, if they have a $9 million budget, how much of that budget is paid for and how much of it at the end of the year are they short? If it's a $9 million deficit, that's pretty high.
So, Watson, here, you and I are always going to side on the side of athletics. And I've got to believe that the coaches that supposedly were in on this, I bet there was an absolute uproar inside of them going, wait a minute, we're not for this. But here's the point that never gets brought up. Okay, let's say it does save them $9 million. In some form or fashion, and I'm not going to question that. I'm not close enough to the University of Hartford to know one way or the other. I don't think insurance from the Hartford. But
oh, that's a good one.
I thought you'd like
it. I wondered how long that would take.
Yeah. But here's the point that nobody ever makes. You don't think that the athletic success that they had in getting to the NCAA tournament didn't lure some kids who maybe were on the fence post about the old University of Hartford to say, you know what, I'm going to apply there.
Well, and that's why the timing for them is interesting, because they're going to get, I don't know what it is today, back when I was at UAB, the last time I was an AD, I think you got money from the NC, if you went to the NC2A tournament, you got money from the NC2A for 6 years. Past that, you got a hunk of cash every year for
right.
6 years past that. It may be even more years than that now. But it's interesting that this is the best their basketball team has been, and that's when they do it. That's why I just watch here in the next few weeks and see if there's not an uproar. And if there is, and they want to bring it back, I know exactly what the university is going to say. Okay, you put money into this for us,
yeah,
and we'll bring it back. I know exactly what they're going to say, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes from there. I would bet my house that this isn't just going to die and go away, George.
No, and now you and I don't know a lot about the Hartford fan base.
No, I don't.
I don't know if it's a strong fan base, if it's, you know, 40 you know, people that, you know, don't root for UConn. I have no idea. But you know, because you experienced it, I remember having you on the day the UAB announcement got made. It was at a different radio station. You all, by the way, for those of you who are trying to figure out which one it was, you have to go A, B, C, or D, because I've been to a few over the years. You know, it might not necessarily be the one you're thinking of. But, Watson, the point is, you saw the uproar in Birmingham. There were some pissed-off Blazer fans who were like, this is wrong.
Yes, twice. When the board came, when we were rolling in football really good, and the board came and said, if you don't do this, we're going to drop football. We're going to make you drop football. There was an uproar then, and I was able, and the hardest money in the world to raise, George, is budget money. It's a whole lot easier to raise money for a building when the old boy can put his name on it. But when it's money that he don't even see where it goes, that's hardest money in the world to raise. And that's what I was able to do, because there was an uproar. They didn't want football dropped. Now, I mean, we held on and held on and held on, and finally I left. But then after I left, then the second thing came, and they dropped football. Now, that was the president of the university and went through all of the same things we just talked about. And then the Birmingham community, when they dropped it, went nuts. And that's when they were able to raise all this money. And now they've got a beautiful new you ought to see the facilities. There's not any in the conference, in their conference, anywhere close to it. And they just built a brand new football field, football stadium that they're going to open to have the first game in then this fall. All that came from the uproar of dropping it. I don't think it would have ever happened if they hadn't raised that kind of money if they hadn't dropped football first.
Fair to say that the UAB administration never dreamed that the uproar would be to that level.
Well, obviously not, or they wouldn't have done it. I don't think that they were smart enough to say, well, if we do this, I know what's going to happen. They're going to come back, and now we can really start raising a lot of money. They know the money that we had to raise to keep it alive. And, boy, that was not an easy thing to do. I can remember vividly leaving in the middle of the morning practice and getting a suit and tie on and taking a shower and run into five or six guys in a building with me and talking to them about raising money to help save football at that point and going back for the afternoon practice. I mean, it was that kind of tough, and it held on forever. But what finally put it over the hump was finally doing away with it. And when it finally was done away with, that's when the money started coming in. That's why I'm anxious to watch Hartford and just see. Does this thing, that took a while. That took about 6 months to really get it good and then have an opportunity to get it back. So as soon as I read it, I said, okay, I'm going to watch this now. We're going to see how important athletics is at Hartford, because there should be a lot of people that don't like this at all.
Okay, last thing on my end. As Hartford announces this, do you think there are others out there right now that either have been thinking dropping D1 to go D3, or because of Hartford are saying, you know what, let's talk about it?
No, I don't. I don't. I think that they would drop sports before they dropped everything. And that's what I think, that they're gonna drop a few sports here or there, if that's the problem. And I don't know that it is. Maybe everybody has survived. We talked about that a lot, George, when they first shut everything down, if you remember. We spent a lot of time talking about that in the past year, and it's going to be interesting to see. But I don't think anybody would go this drastic to where you drop everything. See, UAB didn't drop everything. They dropped football. And that's what I think. If you get in trouble, that's the route you go first. That's why this is interesting to see somebody go this far.
Watson, you brought up an interesting point about how UAB and their donors kind of reacted to everything when they tried to drop football. Could this possibly be some potential, you know, elongated plea for money and for the donors to step up and chip back in? Because, I mean, when you take away sports, especially at the highest level in college, at D1, people are going to get upset. That's naturally going to happen. But are they banking on people getting so upset that they say, hey, you know what? We're not going to drop. We're not going to make the drop like we said we were. But we need y'all's help. We need your money. Could that be something that you see happening here?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I would think, Jack, that they investigated different programs that have dropped certain sports and what reaction was there to that or whatever. It could be, you know, they kind of sitting there saying, we can't make this. We have an opportunity. Let's go ahead and drop it. And then if we get the ball rolling to the point, maybe we bring it back. I don't know what they're thinking. It's usually the opposite. It's like you'll take football from Idaho took football from Division I and went FCS a few years ago, if you remember. I was doing Idaho games, and they were very competitive. And they have that dome, and I did games in their dome, and it was, they had nice crowds. I was shocked when they did that. But they took football down. They didn't take every sport down. because that's what FCS is, Jack, is everybody is Division One except football, and it's FCS. The rest of their programs are all like in the OVC. They're all Division One programs except football. So I've seen that. I've just never seen anybody drop every sport. Your whole athletic department is gone.
Okay. Just some food for thought. None of us know anything about the University of Hartford, but in the next few weeks, we're going to pay a little more attention and watch what's going on behind the scenes. We'll come back. Some interesting news when we come back. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations at Hendersonville, Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our 4Sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
He's live.
He's local.
He's George Plaster.
The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
3:48 is the time, Jack.
What do you got up your sleeve over
there? It's quiz time.
I knew you were thinking on something.
Uh-huh. Do you know what happened 90 years ago yesterday in sports?
90 years ago yesterday in sports. So that would be... Okay. 1931. Good math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
May 6th.
May 6th, 1931.
Is this baseball related?
Of course it is.
Yeah. I think I know what it is.
Okay. Watson, do you know?
I do not.
Man, he was not 42 old. At that time.
Babe Ruth hit his
Wait
last
home run. Whoa, Watson, are you going to take that?
I didn't hear it. Don't think I want to hear it. Did I hear him say I was 42 at that time?
Yes.
Jeez.
Get in a good shot here. This is your chance.
I'm just getting triple teamed. Jack took a shot at me for being an athlete yesterday.
But I said the smartest athlete on the field.
Yeah, no, that ain't what
that was. That was after you got.
That was
gotten.
The biggest cover up since Nixon.
Beautiful. Excellent.
But we're on the same side today. We're allies today after the stat of the day.
And I don't know why that I gave back into you after you treated me like that.
And now Zach's
and then
dusted
here's
you.
Zach taking a shot. The Young Bucks just shows you the respect for old people, George. It's just.
So you admit you're old.
I say mature people.
Just hold on a second. Right, 90 years ago today, yesterday, what?
Willie Mays.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight.
Willie Mays did what now?
Willie Mays was born 90 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
How about that?
I would have thought he would have been older than that, tell you the truth.
And tonight, the Giants will hold a big birthday party around their game with the Padres. And I want to see that.
Mr. Giant, if you ask me, wouldn't you say, George?
Yep.
Had SC Top 10 been around at that time, he would have topped a lot of those charts.
Oh, gosh. There were plays he made that were unbelievable.
Oh. Yes.
So fast forward, Watson, to today. And I am thrilled that you only have 9 minutes left before you find out today is my birthday.
Oh, my gracious. Happy 52nd, George.
You know,
53rd, I guess.
Yeah, well.
You kept that quiet on everyone.
I did. Let me tell you why. You know that you're getting a tad bit old when they attempt to do a birthday cake and put all the candles and it causes a 5-alarm fire. That's what you know. So, Watson, I have 2 wishes. On my birthday.
Let's hear them, buddy.
Okay. The first one is that Tampa Bay does what needs to get done tonight down in Florida, and that I can celebrate late in the evening the Preds getting in the playoffs.
I think that's going to happen.
I do, too. That's the first one. The second one, I really don't want to do any work during the 4 o'clock hour. I want to be completely lazy, and what I want on my birthday, my wish for my birthday, is loaded lines in the 4 o'clock hour. We go open phones, and we have some fun.
I think it's going to happen.
Do you really?
I think it's going to happen. I think you'll get enough of them coming. Wish you happy birthday.
See, I wonder, because lately it's been a little quiet.
Yeah, some of our buddies are busy, I guess.
The season ticket holders are out and about.
They're out and about. They're on the golf course. The weather's turning pretty.
And I can't say I blame them.
No, we can't.
So, Jack, that's a fact, Jack.
Well, happy birthday, George.
Thank you.
I'm glad I'm here to celebrate it with you in studio.
I'm not asking for much.
No. Just loaded lines and a lightning
win. And a lightning win. And not necessarily in that order.
George, we're eating lunch together Monday, correct?
We are.
We are. So I'm buying lunch for your birthday Monday. So
is that more a birthday deal or more Scott Wallace's deal?
No, I'm trying to be sincere, and you won't even let me do that. I'm buying you a birthday gift. I'm going to pay for your lunch and give you a birthday gift.
By golly, I'm accepting it. How about that?
There you go.
Okay. I'm accepting it gratefully. Can we do Tuesday as well?
No, let's don't overdo this thing here.
No. Okay, we'll wrap up the 3 o'clock hour when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's mycayman.com. mycayman.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, sunny, temperatures near 70 and partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows drop to the low 50s. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon hours. Mostly cloudy and temperatures upper 60s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
The Predators have gotten some big wins on my birthday. They had a huge road win in Vancouver against a team that was considerably better than them. I want to say that would have been 2010, maybe 2009, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on May 7th. And seems like there was one more playoff victory. Oh, good Lord, what am I thinking? They beat St. Louis in round two the year they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup final. And big birthday celebration. It was a Sunday. It was a 2 p.m. game. 5 o'clock post-game birthday party, and I walked in wearing my Preds jersey. And that was pretty cool. That's a birthday. That's what we're looking for.
That is a birthday.
Yeah.
Man, that would be a great gift. It's my wish as well, although my birthday doesn't come around until late February.
Okay, so.
But if I'm submitting an early wish.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
The Lightning. Let's go.
Watson?
Yes, sir.
You have a good weekend.
You have a good birthday, buddy.
I intend to.
Hope everything goes well, and I'll see you Monday.
And if things do not go well in Tampa tonight, there will be little nervousness on May the 8th.
Yeah, but we're still, it's going to happen. There's too many pluses. All that can't go together. So it's going to happen. Relax. It's going to happen.
Yeah. By the way, get ready for Chalk Talk on Monday.
Chalk Talk.
Chalk Talk.
What are we talking chalk about?
Oh, we're going to get into Division One versus Division Two. We're going to get into why nobody runs the triple option anymore.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pogge fires in this cheap shot at the end. Which is older, George or his red sleeveless sweater? That is so tacky.
Pogge, thank you, Pogge.
Watson, you have a wonderful weekend.
You all have a great next hour.
By the way, dinner should be within the next 30 minutes at the home.
You had to get one more in, didn't you? One more.
I'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Okay, 4 o'clock hour, a birthday wish. Hit the phones. We need to talk some sports on this show. Come on.
WPDQ
Greensboro. On air and online, sports radio, WNSI.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The Labor Department shows just 226,000 were added to payrolls last month. Republicans are blaming it on the latest stimulus check and benefits, saying it's harder for some businesses to pay workers enough to return. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen disagrees with that interpretation.
If it were really the extra benefits that were holding back hiring, you'd expect to see that either in states or for workers or in sectors where the replacement rate due to UI is very high, you'd expect to see lower job finding rates. And in fact, what you see is the exact opposite.
Economists say the fewer jobs last month are also due to supply shortages. 4 former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death indicted today on federal charges. They violated Floyd's civil rights. For the first time in more than a year, the Grand Ole Opry says performances will open to full capacity next week. This is ABC News.
Mother's Day is this weekend. My mom loves a great filet mignon and scalloped potatoes, and I think I'll make her something special this weekend. Send your mom exactly what she craves this year. The mouth-watering Let's Go Grill package from Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com and enter keyword rare in the search bar to order today. This package includes our signature butcher-cut filet mignons, apple tartlets, and so much more. Plus, she'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free. That's almost 4 pounds of free burgers. To top it off, you'll also get $20 off on your first order. Treat mom to the best steak of her life, guaranteed. Visit omahasteaks.com, use the code RARE in the search bar, and give your mom something she'll love. Plus, get 12 free Omaha Steaks burgers and $20 off at checkout on your first order. The Let's Go Grill package is selling out fast, so don't wait and miss out. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword RARE.
You pledge
your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Mayday! Mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
The 4 o'clock hour it is, and I intend for this to be some fun. Jack Gentry is with me in studio. Jack, how are you?
I'm good. I'm riding shotgun now.
Mm-hmm. We've revealed the awful truth moments ago. It is my birthday, and I intend for it to be a really good birthday weekend. A lot of sports. I'm going to see the Preds tomorrow night. I'm going to see the Braves Sunday night. Oh, yeah.
No casino trips, huh?
No casino trips. We want money. We want to keep money. Casinos don't often do that. But in seriousness, I have two birthday requests. The first being that I want Tampa Bay to do a number tonight on Dallas and put the Stars out of their misery and get the Predators in the playoffs so that they can take the final two games against Carolina, the two home games, Saturday and Monday, and do whatever they want. They want to play Pekka, great. If he's thinking about retiring, that he gets a send-off, the likes of which you could never forget. My second request is that the 4 o'clock hour today be full of phone calls. I don't want to do any work. I want to kick back and yap, talk some sports. And so before we, and I'll give out the phone number here in a minute, I'll go to the phones as soon as they're loaded, and I want the 4 o'clock hour to be like a lot of them are during football season, wall-to-wall phone calls. Because you all bring the fun to a show. You really do, even though you all probably don't think so. The number is 844-5600. And I'm asking on my birthday that you load up these phones and let's get it moving. Who are the birthdays of the day?
Well, you know, I know that Alex Smith has a birthday on the same day as you.
One of the most courageous warriors going. By the way, got one line open. somebody hit it, and then we'll get moving.
Earl Thomas, also amongst the list.
Pretty darn good football player. No baseball guys on this day?
Not that I found. Zach, did you find anything?
No baseball.
No. Willie Mays yesterday. I mean,
he missed the cut.
They used up all their baseball powers yesterday.
Yeah.
But hey, there's tons of stuff to get to today. We haven't even gotten to the rumors that Pekarinen may be spending time after the season ends with the Preds over in Finland to play hockey.
Now, that I believe. I believe that absolutely is going to happen. By the way, one line still open. Feels like a telethon. I need somebody to fill it up so we can get on to phone calls and to some fun. 844-5600 is our number. And in particular, I'd love to talk a little college football if somebody's out there. Because Monday, we're going to do a pretty much college football show that you don't see coming. I'm not telling anybody anything other than if you love football, Monday is a day you're going to want to hear on this show. I'll just leave it at that.
You know, you don't have a lot of famous birthday people on it, but you have a lot of famous sports moments on your birthday.
Like?
Probably the biggest one, I would say, in all of sports history, Michael Jordan hits the shot.
That happened Craig Elo over Craig Elo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He's smiling.
Well, yeah, because years later, I got to meet Craig Elo. Craig Elo was playing for the Atlanta Hawks, and there was an NBA exhibition game over at Vandy, and I was the PA announcer. And I always wanted to do this, and when he hit a bucket, I gave it, now back off the mic here, I gave it a big old Craig Elo. And so he comes, when he goes out of the game, a few minutes later, he gets put back in the game, and as he comes to the scorer's table, he goes, pretty good. He said, not as good as the guy in Cleveland, but pretty damn good.
And also, May 7th, 2002, do you know what was happening that day, which lives in sports infamy?
No.
Allen Iverson's classic practice rant.
That happened on my birthday?
That happened on your birthday.
I love it.
That is on brand.
I love it.
In one baseball, when Bartolo Colon hits his first home run.
Bartolo. That happened in San Diego, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a Met.
Big Sexy.
Yes.
Some call you that.
Nobody said that. Okay. Why do we only have two calls? Where is the third? I'm asking on my birthday to not have to work so hard in the 4 o'clock hour. The lines are now full. As soon as the line comes open, I will implore you to make my birthday the final hour, the easiest hour of the week. Let's start with Jeff in Murfreesboro, shall we? Jeff, you're on WNSR, and thank you for joining me.
How you doing, George?
I'm good.
Now, you'll be in Atlanta this weekend, correct?
Well, no, not the whole weekend. Only Sunday.
Oh, got it. No, I was gonna say there'll be no mask wearing in Atlanta this weekend, correct?
Say that again. There'll be no what?
No mask wearing.
I don't know. You know, I don't really know.
They're very lenient.
I know it's 100% capacity, so I'm sure there'll be no mask wearing.
Jeff, the 100% is not for another week down there.
Oh, I thought it started today. I thought it was today.
I don't think so.
That's what I thought. I didn't know. I thought it started today. I just assumed it started today because I know they were saying something the other night on one of their games. I watched a little bit of it, and they said they had, like, I forget how many home games they had next, I don't know, 20 or whatever it was. They had, like, 15 or
13 of the next 16 are at home.
Okay. Yeah. Something like that. So I just assumed that when they started the home games, they'd have 100% capacity. I didn't know. I just assumed that they would. But a couple quick things, George. I was reading online today about college basketball. Of course, I know you don't want to talk basketball this time.
No, let's do it.
But they're trying to get the flopping out of college basketball, flopping. All this falling over and Oscar winners. That's like your Oscar winners and all the people that get knocked in the nose and they get knocked in the nose and fall over. So they're proposing if you flop, they want to give you a technical foul, and an opposing team would get a free throw.
Okay, let me ask you this: if you were an official, because you're being asked to play God, essentially. Did that play cause that, or did he do that on purpose? As an official, I wouldn't want that. Jack, would you?
It's tough. I'll say this about basketball, and it starts from the top down in the NBA. There's no official that is more manipulated in their sport than basketball referees. And that's the Harden effect. You see it out of LeBron. It's now a tactical decision to put a little bit of acting, a little flair, a little flopping at the end of your move, whether you're going to the rack or rising up for a jump shot. So if they were to do that seems to me like there would be a couple of those a game. They did the flop warning this year. I'd assume that it would come with a warning still, Jeff.
Yeah, but they said they've done it the last couple of years with warnings, and they're tired of it. They're not going to do warnings anymore. They don't want to warn no more. They said they don't want to do any more warnings. This guy that's one of the head of the rules committee, one of the coaches, said he was tired of it. They don't want to do no warnings anymore. They said they propose to go in. Because they're tired of warning people. And also, they want to do the six fouls. I don't know if y'all know about that, but they're going to start doing that next year's NIT. And what it is, if you commit like four fouls and a half or six fouls overall, you'd be out. So say if you had a player, say in a half, say the first half he got one foul, and the second half, if he commits four fouls in the second half, he's out. He's disqualified.
See,
the game disqualified.
See, I like that rule. I do, and you know what? Technicals in towards the end of games in college, those points are so critical. I don't really like the hook and hold being a technical foul where you get two free throws. It's too much. It can sway a game so quickly just with a call that it's not an intentional move. And flopping, the block charge is the hardest call in basketball.
Okay, let me ask both of you this on the sixth foul. First of all, I don't know. Is there some groundswell of fan support that we move to a sixth foul? Because the way I look at it, the underdog, one of the things that an underdog has is the ability to get the star player out of the game by getting him in foul trouble. Isolate him, do a 1-4 clear out, get your best player on a guy you're trying to foul out, and all of a sudden you give him an extra foul, and the favorite has a better shot.
That's true.
The favorites, they have more depth, a longer bench as opposed to underdog. So, yeah, that would definitely play in their favor. But the rules apply for both sides. If the underdog has a guy who's getting the ball, all the touches, and, he gets in foul trouble early because he's around all the action, then, that preserves their guy a little longer. I think the goal of that rule is to keep the stars in for as much of the game as possible.
And I get that. And it's kind of a balancing act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one last thing, George. It was either a couple nights ago or last night in Alabama. There was a high school tournament game, softball. Two teams in Montgomery played. They played a 7-inning game. The final score was 46-45. The final score. They set state records for most runs and most walks. 65 walks. Close to 30 hit batters.
How long did this game take?
5 hours.
Oh my
hours.
God.
One team, George, they had five hits in the ball game. Five hits. In the whole ball game, five hits.
There needs to be a mercy rule.
And it was 45-42 going to the bottom of the seventh. And the team that won, they rallied, scored four runs in the bottom of the seventh, won 46-45. Mm. They won. But you can look it up. It's on Alabama. It was in Montgomery. It was a playoff game, a tournament game. It's on the AHSAA, their state. So yeah, and they even put on the bottom of the story, George, they wrote, that they put the guy, the official scorer, they put his name in bold on there. His name was in bold. The guy was scoring.
Jeff, thank you. That's great stuff.
Have a great weekend, George. See you.
Appreciate it. Okay. As part of my little birthday celebration, there's a line open. I want somebody to hit it. 844-5600. I like the fact we now have that call. Buckeye Dan, you are up next.
Happy birthday, George. Now, I don't want to say George is old, but I have it on good authority that his Social Security number only has three digits.
Wow. Dan, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's bad.
There's a picture of Babe Ruth at Soul Burdell on the wall at Zaxby's in Hermitage. I don't know if they have it in all the facts, views in her. But if you look in the background, you can see a young George Packer floating around.
Dan, you know there's a dump button.
George, I've been listening to you run off the face for over 30 years, buddy. It's all cool.
I love it, and I appreciate it. I was young and thin.
Absolutely. Do we want to talk about officiating, really?
Well, you take it wherever you want to take it.
Because they brought this on themselves. Because the flop itself came about because, we can draw a call. The refs will call this. And they were all too willing to call it.
Dan, let me ask you this, though. Have you ever refereed a game?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on, it is.
You call what you see, not what you think you see. It's very simple.
Well, okay. That's wonderful. But
I like Dan better than Ted Valentine already.
I do, too, honestly. And Dan calls more often. But, Dan, you got to admit, on the college level, that is a hard job.
Oh, yeah. I'm not denying that, really. But it's just that so many times you see, in a lot of sports, you see them call what they think they see instead of what they actually see. And that just grinds my gears after a while.
Well, all I know is this. There are plays that I watch that it takes slow motion replay for me to be pretty sure, and we're asking these people to get it right in a split second. And although they make good money, I don't envy them.
Okay. Well, how about this flagrant nonsense that what I call the fabricated flagrant foul in college basketball? A typical basketball play, no malice intent, no thrown elbow, no kick to the groin, a la Draymond Green, no nothing. It's just in the course of the North, and they end up with a flagrant foul. A flagrant foul is supposed to be something that's, the intent, with an intentional act, not just something that happens by accident. And that's another thing that grinds my gears, the fabricated flagrant foul. It's, how's that for alliteration? Anyway.
I like it.
I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later.
No, I like it. Grind the gears.
It's good. That's a lot of alliteration in that call.
I had not heard grind.
That's a fantastic call.
Grinds my gears.
Start to finish.
I like it.
Yeah, but now he's talking about just, contact to the head or neck area, whether it's intentional or not, is now being called as a flagrant. Look, basketball officials have put themselves in this position, and he's right, and it's a two-way street. This would not – we would not have to – continue to keep drawing up different rules, technical fouls for this, flagrant fouls for that, if these basketball officials weren't so easily fooled. Well, the players are not, that is now a strategy that teams are doing. They're trying to trick these referees into believing that something happened that really didn't. And at the end of the day, Buckeyes Dan's right. You call what you see, not what you think you see.
But I'm going to ask a question. Have you ever refereed a game?
No.
It's hard.
I get it. You get paid handsomely.
You do get paid. Well, at certain levels, you do.
Yeah, college.
At certain levels, you do. Okay. I am thrilled to say as we go to the break that all three lines are full. When we come back, I'll get to all three of those. Eric will be the leadoff hitter, but I want to get to all of you. It's my birthday. Frankly, I didn't want to have to work that hard for the final hour, and I appreciate all the support.
Good afternoon. It's pretty heavy out here on 65 down through Williamson County, making our way down through Spring Hill. We saw a wreck a few minutes ago, Armory Drive at Powell Avenue. That's not too far from that Home Depot in that area of 100 Oaks. Traffic's on the increase now. 40 as you head out towards Wilson County. Lots of radar out here this afternoon. Give yourself extra time. True Friends Movie Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online at truefriendsmoviecompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. With proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money, Smart choice.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, sunny, temperatures near 70 and partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows drop to the low 50s. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon hours. Mostly cloudy and temperatures upper 60s. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio.
The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, I wanted to have fun during this 4 o'clock hour. I've revealed the awful truth. It's my birthday. And while younger people really enjoy birthdays, if your cake causes a 5-alarm fire in the neighborhood, that's a sign of something.
You might be getting old.
Jack, if they try to serve you dinner at 4:30, that's another one
that
of those. That's a big one.
Blue plate special.
Eric in Nashville, you are next on WNSR.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no. Eric.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mr. George Plaster, who's also known as the Bob Costas of Bell Mead, who I've heard to as the Plaster Man with the Master Plan, who I've known him as well as Kenny the Mailman for all these years, who's been on several radio stations over the years, including
yes.
Bankruptcy,
oh.
Having to go to court, everything out there. Happy birthday to you.
That is a legendary birthday.
That is some good stuff right there. Eric.
Yeah, the reason I did that, do you remember Saturday Night Live and Bill Murray, whenever he was saying happy birthday?
Oh, sure.
And would always throw out all this stuff. That's what I figured I'd do like that. So it was a little fun deal for you.
If you go back and look at the early stuff of that show,
yeah.
Unbelievable. There was one where they, you remember when they put the fish in the dead fish in the blender and called it the Bass-O-Matic? Oh, God, that was sick.
Yeah, and also one of my favorite all-time skits was a skit that they did. They were doing, like, movie skits, and it was John Belushi, and he was there with Bill Murray and I guess it was Gilda Radner.
Yes.
Or Lorraine Newman, whatever, and they said, they came from without warning. They thought it would never go away. They never thought they'd be stuck with the thing that wouldn't leave. And of course, Bill Murray was trying to get John Bush out of his house and really trying to say, hey, you got anything in the fridge? Hey, you got anything? What's the secret on the late movie? And Dan Aykroyd said, you may never have kissed again. I thought that was a pretty funny story.
That was a great show back then.
Yeah, it was definitely in the early days. It's not the same. Like, I can't watch it now. So
it's a little different.
I'll get into that.
Yeah.
But a couple of things, George, I want to talk to you about. One was, I guess you heard about Deion Sanders, where he was real upset that the NFL didn't draft any HBCU players from historically black colleges.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say whether the NFL should have, but I think one of the things that definitely hurt that was the fact because of the pandemic, most of those games pretty much went to the spring. So, you know, I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I think that was one of the things that really hurt that, the fact that most of the other colleges play in the fall and they decided to play in the spring. Don't you think that may have factored into that?
Yeah, it gets no attention. I mean, Jack, I missed read that whole deal badly. I thought it would be good for the schools that were playing in the spring. It got them no attention.
Zero.
Zilch.
It'd go up against some heavyweights. March Madness, the Masters. We talked about this, the NFL draft.
Yeah.
There was a playoff game last Sunday night on TV that was, I think, was it South Dakota State and Southern Illinois?
Yeah.
Or Illinois State?
Yeah.
Heck, I didn't even know they were playing.
Yeah.
It was a playoff game.
I just think the interest, George, wasn't there. I just think had it been in the fall and definitely for full crowds, I think it might have been something different. I certainly think the pandemic hurt that. And the other thing, George, I want to talk to you about, and I know we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, there's no way he's coming here to Tennessee. If it was, I just don't think – I would not give up two first-round draft choices for him because to me, whether he comes or whether he doesn't come, I still think the Titans probably have a two- or three-year window because not only are you talking about him, even if he did come here – how do you think that affects Derrick Henry? Will that pick carries away from him? And also, I think, you know, I'm not saying that Derrick Henry's definitely hit the wall next year, but you just don't know. You've got maybe 2-3 years max of him left because if he can Elliott hit the wall, and Aaron Rodgers, he's 37. I think it's going to be 38 in the fall. I don't think he's going to play like Tom Brady till he's 43. He's talking about playing his 40s, but you wonder how much longer he's going to be able to play at a top level too. So, if they did make that trade, it would be Super Bowl or bust. Even getting to Super Bowl wouldn't be enough. You're doing it because you're in it to win it. George, again, happy birthday. We'll talk to you again soon, and take care, and you have a great weekend. And enjoy the Braves on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you for the call.
All right, bye.
Do you think there are any Packers, they're not going to say it publicly, but privately, are sick of Aaron Rodgers' mood swings and this whole
–
he looks angry at the world.
Yes, no question about it. He doesn't – it's not doing any favors for the Packers. He makes their team look bad every offseason. But the thing is, he brought up, would you trade for Aaron Rodgers if it cost you two first-rounders? And I would assume Tannehill as well is in that package. The answer for me is no. Number one, I don't think Rodgers would want to come here. He doesn't have a no-trade clause anyway, so he doesn't get to pick, but – are his options better here than they are in Green Bay? You've got A.J. Brown, but you've got Davante Adams up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then behind both of those guys, there's a whole lot of nothing right now. I mean, your wide receiver, too, you're looking at Josh Reynolds right now. And he has never been in that role in his life. In his career in the NFL, he's not been a number two. He's been a number three, sometimes number four.
I worry that he's about to cry wolf one time too many. Over the last 2 to 3 years, he just seems really angry at the world.
He holds all the power in that situation. They
I know
need
he
him.
Does. I know he does.
He doesn't need Green Bay. Green Bay desperately needs him.
Okay, I agree with all of this. But somewhere in here, you keep going to this well of looking angry and being pissed off at the world. And finally, people start to say, you know what? You make a lot of money. I'm tired of hearing it.
I know, and I understand that, and I am too, but I think he's on the right side of the narrative right now because the narrative out there is the Packers won't get him any help.
You know what? And that's why Mark Murphy, who is their president, needs to get the two groups in a room and basically say, you're not coming out until you settle it. We're not trading you, and we're going to find a solution.
He's doing this whole thing because he knows that at the end of the day, he's not the villain in probably Green Bay's eyes, but also the public's eyes, because Green Bay's had this world-class quarterback, this Hall of Fame quarterback, and they've not done much to surround him with anything. I mean, back in the day, they had Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, all of these
guys. They don't have it right now.
No.
You don't think so?
Not to that level, no.
I mean, but we're also talking about a team that 2 years back-to-back, they go to the NFC
right, but he
game.
Could make the argument, give me one more weapon and we'd have gotten over the top.
When you go 2 years ago when they made it, they didn't make it because of his passing, though. It wasn't because of his quarterback play. It was because of Aaron Jones and the running back.
Green Bay goes as far as Aaron Rodgers takes them, plain and simple. Plain and simple.
By the way, I've got one line open. I don't want to work that hard on my final hour before my birthday celebration. 844-5600. I want somebody to jump in, claim that final line. Tony in Nolensville, you're up next.
Good afternoon, guys, and George, happy birthday.
Tony, thank you.
If you remember I'm the one that broke it last year that it was your birthday.
You know,
and you were startled that I had found out the day.
Well, I think I know where you got it. I cringed.
And, you know, many people like to throw out a lot of things if they know they can get under someone's skin a little bit. And it's, but it's always good to have a good birthday. And, George, I was just thinking, you know who'd be giving you a lot of grief right now? Nick the Stick.
Oh, my God.
He would be wearing you out that your birthday was now a speed limit. And a speed limit sign, we'll say.
Tony, do you want to hear the best story that Nick loved? Nick loved this story, and frankly, so did Rick Regan, both of whom great friends who have left us way too early. So for years, I would always ask them to be a part of the radiothon that I did. They were good for stirring it up and getting things going. One year, we did the radiothon, and for whatever reason, in the first couple of hours, it wasn't working all that well. Wasn't getting the kind of phone call response, and they were starting to get on my nerves. And, you know, there was a lot of, you need to give out the phone number more, blah, 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 blah. And it really wasn't working. And Rick and the two of them fed off each other's negativity. You know, you're not doing this, and you're not doing this. And finally, I said, you know what? Screw both of you. You think you know what you're doing? You run this. I'll sit back and critique how you're doing. So Nick gets on, and he says, for all of you who don't think George knows what he's doing and don't think he's doing a good enough job with this telethon, here's the phone number. Call in now. And, of course, the lines just exploded for the next half hour. And it was hilarious to watch it. And, of course, I'm just sitting back going, man, this is great. We're raising some money. But, of course, the two of them were just all over my butt. And it was around this time of the year that we would do it every year. And that's one of the best memories I have about two friends that left our planet way too early.
That's good story. That's fun to listen to. Something I do want to take exception to Vanderbilt today, George.
Okay.
They know this is about baseball, the games this weekend. They know the weather possibly is going to get bad. We've seen it all weekend. You know, supposed to rain tomorrow, supposed to rain Sunday, supposed to be bad. Why aren't we playing a doubleheader today?
Okay, help me with this, because I don't know the procedure of who determines what. I know in the OVC they do a lot of that, because I have actually been in Dave Jarvis's office at Belmont when I worked there, when he would be talking to the other coach about what are we going to do, the forecast looks bad, but each conference has a different
protocol.
So I don't really know. I don't know what the SEC rule is.
I think it still goes coach to coach for SEC.
I just don't understand with this type of afternoon why we did not play two today and squeeze one in tomorrow, because I do not think, and George, I hope you have a good safe trip going down to Atlanta. I hope you get the game in down there, but they're just calling for terrible weather here, and that really disturbed me. And,
you know, one of the things that goes on, Tony, because of that surface they play on, they virtually never rain out.
Well, that's why Corbs had that put in, and he he despised those rainouts. And when we had the natural field, and they put that in, and of course, this is the second go around with it. Isn't that correct? Of this turf?
You know, I don't know.
They had the original turf that they put in after Corbs come in, and then
So you think this is the second turf, too?
I think he is right.
Yeah, because they cut up individual squares and gave them to all the season ticket holders. And so this is the second bout of this turf that they've put in. One thing I do not like about it is the pitcher's mound. I think it should have stayed natural with the dirt, but that's just my take on it. But anyway, that was just one thing I had against thinking of today you know, we could have played two when, you know, we might not even be fortunate to get two in this weekend, my personal opinion.
You know what?
But George,
let's see how it plays out.
Yes, sir. And happy birthday. Keep it going. And, Jack, you know, next weekend, you know who plays each other next weekend.
Ole Miss and Vandy.
There you go.
Down
all right,
there?
Buddy. Anchor down. George, happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Tony, thank you. Down there?
Yes, in Oxford, I believe. If what? I'm not mistaken, it's in Oxford.
What does that hold? What does that place hold?
Oh.
It's over 10,000, isn't it?
Yeah. Not too much higher than 10, though.
And they'll have it full.
The thing is over there, they sell general admission out there, and
They
pack it. It's packed to the gills in the right field section.
I love it. Let's go up to White Bluff, Tennessee. Justin, you're on WNSR.
Hey, happy birthday, George.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing good, but I heard you talking about the rules discussion around basketball earlier, and it's triggered a little bit of frustration with me, particularly when it comes to baseball. Now, I'm sure you guys have discussed this. I haven't heard, your opinions on it, but I mean, I feel like baseball has just gotten way out of hand with these rules changes. I know some of them were supposedly because of COVID or whatever.
You're talking about on the MLB level.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And, the second base and extra innings is just ridiculous. Keeping a pitcher in for X number of batters. I feel like it's taken away from the traditional part of the game. And I saw something, I don't know exactly the details around it, but they're even experimenting with moving the mound back and making the bases bigger and the minor league level. I don't know if you've seen that. I feel like they're going too far with these changes. What do you think?
Well, help me with this one. As a former minor league broadcaster, I wanted to get extra inning games over with, because there's nothing worse than being there at 1:30 in the morning with 12 people in the stands in the 16th inning and you're about to fall asleep. But I also do feel like there's a hokiness to what they've put out there now, this runner at second, nobody out. Justin, I grew up in an era where a closer could actually pitch two or three innings. And La Russa is the guy that really started to get us out of that with all these different, now you have the eighth inning guy, and before that you have the seventh inning guy. And look at the time of the games. Man, it is killing that sport.
No, I do understand that, and that was something that was frustrating. Have one guy come in, face one batter, go out, it took forever. But, I mean, I'm not sure these rule changes are helping. I mean, do you think they're actually helping the game? I don't think they are.
I'll take this. The 10th inning thing with the guy starting on second, it's not a natural way to conclude a baseball game. It's just not. But it provides an element of entertainment. It's a tactical, it's a strategic way to finish a game, and it's interesting. And what it does is it saves bullpens. That's the goal of this rule. And we have Dan Evans on every week. He says they're even experimenting with abolishing the shift in lower levels of baseball. They came so close this year to implementing the universal DH. I think that's going to be – I wouldn't be surprised if that was in play next year.
And the Marcelo Ozuna rule.
The team that may hurt the most is the Braves with Oscar Yanoa hitting the way he is.
Well.
But, so baseball is changing, but at the same time, you got to keep these fans around. The old school, don't touch the game approach isn't working anymore. People were tuning out of baseball games, and they've got to get that back. And I think they've done a great job, and they're doing a great job. And these rule changes, I'm a fan of. While the extra inning rule does not seem natural to me, I do find myself enjoying the speed of the game, the pace of the game, and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, I will challenge a little bit of that. I mean, I do think rule changes are needed. Some aspects of the game, but I think you got to be careful. I kind of compare it to NASCAR a little bit. To try to get more ratings and to get more, publicity, they basically abandoned their old fan base and tried to expand, NASCAR. and maybe for a short time it worked.
Yeah, that going to Seattle didn't quite do it, did it?
Yeah, you know, I feel like you know, to expand the game, to lose your traditional fan base, I just don't think it works out in the end. I think the traditional fans will always be there as long as you keep the game the same. And, you know, the game, if it's good enough, will happen naturally.
Justin, I got to run. I'm going to leave you with one. When the batter gets in, the umpire keeps him in that box. I am so sick of watching the guy step out, open the batting glove, and then close it. Next pitch, he backs away, opens the... Where are the umpires in that deal to say, get your butt in the box, pitcher, you throw, and if he undoes that thing, strike three, baby.
I agree. No,
get your butt in the box.
Yeah.
Got to run.
Thanks.
After the break, Dwayne and Smyrna will be the leadoff hitter. I need a couple more of you. 844-5600. I simply did not want to work on the final hour before a little birthday celebration. Y'all have done all the work for me. Hit the phones. We're back in a moment.
Good afternoon. It's stop and go at times out here on 24 eastbound up by Shelby, trying to get across the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Heavy traffic continues back out into Wilson County on I-40 eastbound through Mount Julia, finishing up our Reg 65 northbound. It was just north, or actually close to Wedgewood. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio.
WNSR.
447, the F&M Bank phone lines have been hopping.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. A sponsored phone line. We're high tech here. Dwayne in Smyrna, you're next on WNSR.
George, happy birthday. We've been together, listened to you for most of my adult life, going back to Duncan Stewart days, so...
Oh, wow.
It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate, you know, what you've done for sports in Nashville over your radio career and with your time at Belmont.
But, thank you. It's been a blast.
It's been a blast on our end, too, George. But you were mentioning basketball refereeing, and I had a little interesting experience with that. I was an intern at the SEC office when Roy Kramer was there, and Coach Kramer had mentioned to the basketball officiating head at the time was John Guthrie that I had experience in editing videotape when I was a student manager at Vanderbilt, so I immediately became the intern for also basketball officiating. And that was a very fun year. It was the Alabama team had Ori and Robert Ori and Sprewell and Robinson. And Wimp Sanderson was the coach. And so after every game, I had to go in and edit the tapes for referees. I had to edit or videotape or cut out each call every official made and have that on Coach Guthrie's desk by noon so that he could talk to the coaches. And Coach Fogler was the coach at Vanderbilt, and he didn't agree with Guthrie most often, so he would call me and say, here's the plays I want you to bring up and send to him. So I'd have to do that. But a fun story, I had Coach Sanderson had been reprimanded by Coach Kramer and was going to be suspended for a game. So Coach Kramer calls me in the office and said, I need you to deliver this message this letter to Coach Sanders at his office. So I drive from Birmingham to Tuscaloosa, and I'm nervous thinking I'm going to get chewed out. And I get there, and Coach Sanders welcomes me in. I introduce myself, and he opens the letter and reads it, and he said, son, could you do me a favor? I said, sure, Coach, whatever. He said, could you ask Coach Kramer if he would make this the full season? These kids are driving me absolutely.
You know, I got to do some games with Wimp, and that was an absolutely incredible experience. I loved working with him, and I hope he's doing well. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I loved working with Wimp.
He was a one of a kind. And then my last fun experience was the SEC tournament. Was the year that Dale Brown rushed out onto the court to protect Carlos Groves.
Yeah, that was.
I had to spend the night editing that tape, and Coach Kramer was on the SEC or the NCAA selection show, so I had to have the tape edited and FedEx to him so that he could hand down the suspensions from that. So, and then I had to drive Dale Brown back to the hotel after the game. So, just little fun memories like that I got from
you've got some. Dwayne, thanks for sharing that. We may need to get deeper into that soon.
I would be glad to do it for you anytime, George.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Remind me, Jack, I'm going to give you a good Wimp Sanderson story in a minute. Barry in Nashville, give me a couple of minutes on the F&M Bank phone line.
Hey, George, this is Barry. I don't know if you remember me. I'm Larry Woody's hunting buddy. I met you one night and give you a baseball. But anyway,
I do remember. Yes.
I wanted to tell you happy birthday, and I want to second what the guy said a while ago. We've been lucky all these years to have you on the radio here in Nashville. I've been listening to you as long as I can remember. And also, I wanted to tell you one more thing is when your candles start costing more than your cake, you're not a spring chicken anymore. I'm right there with you, brother. So I want to tell you happy birthday.
The five alarm fire. Barry, thank you.
Okay, buddy. See you, man.
So you want the Wimp Sanderson story?
By the way, happy birthday wishes to you.
Yeah, yeah. So Wimp, when he left Alabama, ends up going to Arkansas Little Rock. And I was doing Western Kentucky games. It was the third go-round of doing their TV package. And my color announcer was Martin Newton, CM's son. And CM decides he's coming down to a game in which he says on that particular telecast, I don't know how any university could hire either one of you. Coach, thanks a lot. Thanks for the confidence. Anyway, Wimp's team gets off to a bad start, and he takes a timeout disgustedly. It's 30-9, and he takes a timeout, and he is hot. But instead of getting in the huddle and yelling at his team, he sees CM, who he worked for once at Alabama, and he yells out over this crowd, CM, why don't you come over here and coach this damn team? And Coach Newton, like giving an order, goes, get in the huddle and coach your team.
That's bizarre.
That was Wimp.
If there's an SEC coach right now, any sport that would do that.
Oh, Wimp was a beauty. And Wimp, one of his trademarks was the plaid coats. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember, but when Rick Pitino came into the league, there was a clothing store in Lexington. I believe it was Daw Hairs, something like that. Anyway, he got this unwild plaid coat. You know, Wimp's already out there, and all of a sudden, here comes Pitino, makes this grand entrance 1 minute before the game in this Wimp Sanderson-like plaid coat, and Wimp looks over at him and just cracks up laughing. Those are great moments in SEC history, brought to you by F&M Bank, which also sponsors our phone line.
Good afternoon. Quite heavy out here on all the major outbound routes, especially 24 now as you head out towards Murfreesboro, out into Rutherford County. Working across 1700 block at Gallatin Pike up in Madison. It's heavy on 109 as you head up into Gallatin there. Coming up through that portion of Wilson County. And traffic's busy now. 65 south down through Spring Hill. True Friends Moving Company's hiring. Call 240-2811. Online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
This is Darlington Throwback Weekend, where you're going to see paint schemes, or vinyl wrap schemes, honestly, from many eras of NASCAR racing. The place is called the Lady in Black, the track too tough to tame, and if drivers race each other instead of the racetrack, they will most certainly earn a Darlington stripe on the side of their car. It's race number 12. We've had 10 different winners so far in 11 races on a 1.366-mile oval. The Cup race is 293 laps or 400.2 miles. Stage 1 is 90 laps. Stage 2, 95 laps. Final stage weighing in at 108. They ran three races at Darlington last year, and they were won by Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, and Kevin Harvick yet again. All three series are in action. Cup Series, Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1, Xfinity Series Saturday 1 p.m. Eastern on FS1, and the Truck Series 7:30 p.m. Eastern Friday on FS1. We went backwards on that. Ross Chastain gets a setup for Darlington this weekend.
Darlington's tough, and the Cup Series is the toughest. Adapt and be able to hustle these Cup cars in a way that's efficient. I think I found a pretty good balance of that last year with the Xfinity cars. And the Cup cars, I just haven't found that last. No, I thought we had a good shot to run top 10 at Kansas if I get a good restart there towards the end, you know. So same at Darlington, just go do our job.
The final lap. You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love, and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
So, Jack, how do we end this hour? First of all, we should thank all of the callers who got in. That was really nice of you to do that.
Who was your favorite birthday wish? Eric had the song.
Oh, Eric's was hilarious.
I didn't know where it was going.
There were some good ones.
Buckeye Dan threw a shot,
yeah,
a funny shot.
He did.
Babe Ruth's biggest fan.
You know, there were some very creative stuff. That's the fun of sports talk radio, is that some days, the best show that I ever did was the day Nick died. I had very little to do with it. Very emotional, I will admit. I broke into tears about five words into the show and then rebounded, and we had just an incredible show. It was Nick Hunter, This Is Your Life, and his wife said it at the end of the show. I don't think Nick could ever imagine how much the callers thought of him. I had nicknamed him the Prince of Darkness. It was the perfect nickname. But that's the beauty of sports talk radio, is some days you have no idea what it is you're going to do, and oftentimes that becomes some of your best stuff. Some of your worst, Monday through Friday.
We had fun. Look, it's the weekend. Let's go Lightning. Let's hope all of your birthday wishes come true.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Tampa Bay, get it done tonight so I can have a little 10 p.m. celebration. Go Preds.